The Third Victim, Disc 2.
Chapter 4. Tuesday, May 15th, 2:43 p.m. Oregon State Homicide Detective Abe Sanders had just sat down to a late lunch, a big Italian sub with double pepperoni and double cheese. His wife would yell at him if she saw him, lecture him about jeopardizing his health and turning her into a cholesterol widow. Most of the time, he agreed with her, and at the ripe old age of 42, he had the trim waistline to prove it. But not today. Today was just one of those days. Margaret Collins, an attractive blonde who manned the department phones, came walking by his desk and did a double take. "Wow, Abe. Next thing we know, you'll be drinking beer." "They were out of turkey," Abe muttered, and unconsciously held his Italian sub closer to him, as if he feared someone would take it away. "The Hathaway case turned sour, didn't it?" Margaret deduced sagely. She was a true crime buff and often had better instincts than any of the detectives. "Damn judge," Abe said, and took a huge bite of sandwich. "Inside a drawer isn't plain sight." He chewed busily, too polite to talk with his mouth full. After a choking swallow, he declared, "The drawer was already open by another homicide cop." "Damn cop," Abe said, and took a bite of cheese. Margaret laughed. She winked, making him momentarily forget his wife, then sauntered away, leaving him alone with his feast. Abe chewed down another bite, but his heart wasn't really in it. Brown deli mustard had dripped onto his desk. He shook his head and set down the sandwich in favor of a napkin. Truth was, he always ordered indulgent food when cases went bad, and he rarely ate any of it. He'd fantasize about just what he'd like to order, salivate while in line, and get the largest size possible. Then he'd take it out, think about the calories, the fat content, the cholesterol level, and set it aside. Decadence just wasn't in him. He was a type A control freak to the core, even when confronted with a loaded Italian sub or a plateful of double chocolate brownies. He'd even been known to put the lid back on a pint of Ben & Jerry's chocolate chip cookie dough ice cream after only one bite.